I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Let's plaster on a smile. Try to get through the next 4 hours together with our beloved Tier 1s who are already filling up the chat. Dooming, which I am right there with you, my friends. If we want to just do like 5 minutes on the San Diego Padres, I can save us a lot of time. I've got some expert analysis that if I just give it, there's really nothing else to say. They stink. They stink. This is a stinky, stinky baseball team. That's it. That's all I've got to say on it. They stink. This team stinks right now. They stink.
I have a rule, nothing hard set in stone or whatever, but usually my rule is like 6 runs, I'll turn it off one way or the other. Like if it's like 6th, 7th inning and we're up or down 6, 7 runs, I'm good. I've seen the game. I turned it off in the 7th inning yesterday. 3-0.
We're getting back to those days where it's like 1-0, that's insurmountable. I'm out. Yeah. And that's not a good feeling.
After the 2-run bomb, they go up 3-0.
Toast.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
Yeah.
This offense has nothing tonight.
They stink.
Again,
they stink.
And I'm going to watch something else.
They stink. They stink. They stink. There's no other way to look at it. They stink right now. They stink. Ben and Woods, though, we smell pretty good, I think. Right? I mean, I can only speak for myself. I'm suited and booted. I got the. I put my deodorant on this morning. I'm ready to go. We're going to try to figure this thing out together. Got zero answers for you other than, I don't know, hit a baseball every now and then. Might help you score some runs for your starting pitchers. That might be a good thing as well. But again, if you came here for the expert analysis, I think I just gave it to you. They stink. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. Paulie never stinks. Always fresh. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. You're looking a little sad this morning. I was looking for a better word than sad.
No, not sad. I think I think I smell like meat. I have a meat hangover. We went to dinner last night. It was my son's birthday yesterday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And you didn't even wish him a happy birthday.
I didn't. He doesn't necessarily. I didn't feel. Sometimes he doesn't want the attention, but we had a nice.
Just saying happy birthday, son?
We had a nice evening.
Well, now, okay, so here's what I don't understand. You said I don't want to wish him a happy birthday on
but
his birthday.
But now after the fact,
you're like, hey, yeah. It was my son's birthday.
I seemed comfortable with it last night, so okay. I thought it'd be okay to at least mention that we went out to celebrate his birthday last night.
Jack, yes?
Jack,
happy birthday, Jack.
Yeah.
How old?
22.
Oh, best year of my life.
22 is gone.
Oh, my God. The summer I turned 22. I don't mean the best year of my life, babe, if you're listening.
Well, so he had been under the weather the last few days, and we weren't sure if we were going to do anything because he just wasn't feeling like couldn't eat, and he was down. So we thought, well, maybe we'll postpone a few days and do something later. But he started feeling a lot better, and he said, Dad, I feel like a steak. And I said, well, it's your birthday.
Yes.
So we are going to get you some steak for your birthday.
Now, you could have called your old pal Woodsy the steak master.
Steak searer on your cast iron.
Bro, I could have grilled him up one easy.
But so, no, we And my other son was working, so we watched the Padres game.
Lots
and went
of
out to
meat.
Meat.
A later dinner reservation, which is odd on a Tuesday, going to a 7:45 dinner.
Time?
We went,
7:45.
7:45 was our, like, when we sat down at the table.
You don't have to name the restaurant, but go ahead if you want to.
We went to Ember and Rye.
Oh, yeah. Mama! That's the best place.
Lots of meat.
Lots of meat.
That's one of the best places I've ever eaten.
Unbelievable.
God bless.
I haven't been there since, because they closed and reopened.
They had a fire.
Yeah.
And it's reopened, and it's still, incredible.
Shelly and I shared a Denver steak with some bone marrow butter.
Now, Denver steak is like a Denver omelet. They cover it with onions.
The sunshine steak.
And green peppers.
It was delicious. But
what is a Denver steak? Is it shaped like Colorado?
Exactly.
Big square. I've never heard of Denver before.
I didn't either, but our server, who actually Shelley knew, so she was really helpful with recommendations. It's one of my favorites. It was good. It was a good cut. It was... It was kind of a cross between a New York and a hanger steak, I think.
But right, what's a hanger steak? I've never heard of that either. Different.
That's like the flap that comes on the end of the... We don't need to get into cuts of meat here. I'm just
Why
saying
not? We have nothing else to do.
The showstopper, though, my other son got the special, which was a short rib that had been sous vide, cooked for 2 days, and then smoked for 7 hours with like a whiskey sauce. And it was crazy. It was pretty big, so I had a few bites of it, and it was insane, I must say. Had the sides, potatoes, veg, a couple of desserts, because it was, of course, a birthday, so we needed dessert. So I'm feeling a little meated out this morning.
So let's see. You guys shared a steak, and then you had some short rib, and then you had more steak. From some of the Denver steak?
So I had some of the short rib. We shared the Denver steak. Yeah, okay. It was like an 8-ounce steak, so it wasn't that. We didn't have, but then once you get all the sides and you start having a bite of the short rib and everything, you start feeling fairly full of the meats.
It's so funny because it's 6:07 in the morning. I've been up since, got up at 3:30. If you put that in front of me at 6:07 this morning, I'm crushing all of it. The Denver steak, the hanger steak, the flap, whatever you're talking about, the short rib, the sides. Their sides there are ungodly. It's up there with my favorite restaurants in the world that I've ever been to. Ember and Rye, if you've never been, it's up in Carlsbad. It's such a special place.
Yeah, their version of mashed potatoes, whatever it was, was so rich, you almost couldn't taste the potato.
Yeah.
It was like there was a... There's maybe like a hint of potato.
Hint of potato, mostly butter and garlic.
In between the butter and the cheese and whatever else was in there. It was close to soup, but it was delicious.
What else did you have? What other sides?
We had the Brussels sprouts. We had what else do we have? Mushrooms, sherry mushrooms of some sort.
What was your dessert?
So we had a s'more kind of cake and then a lemon yuzu or a curd. Which everyone loved that, actually.
Yuzu. Curd.
It was like a curd.
Yeah. Curd.
Curd.
It's like a tart curd.
A tart. Kind of a tart pudding of sorts.
Tart curd
with
pudding.
A crumble. That
sounds actually, I would
it.
Murder
was actually
it.
Very good.
I would murder
everyone
it.
Everyone loved it.
I love that place. I love it. I love it. I love it. I've eaten several birthday dinners there. Several anniversaries we've spent at Ember and Rye. You can't beat it. I mean, honestly.
The one thing I tried to avoid was alcohol. I thought, if I'm going to eat that late and it's going to be tough, I did half a glass of red wine just to go with the steak.
Cheers, mate.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so.
Well, my dinner was a little bit different. My wife went, actually, to see Kate Hudson last night.
Really?
So when she said about a week ago, she goes, oh my God, Kate Hudson is coming. I'm going to go see her. I was like,
Girls Night?
Is she doing a...
No, she sings.
I said...
She's really good.
I go, is she doing a play or something? What do you mean you're going to see Kate Hudson? She goes, oh no, she's a singer. I go, Kate Hudson? Like, the actress? And she goes, yeah.
Goldie Hawn's daughter, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was married to Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes for many, many years. They're not anymore. But I said, oh, okay. And she said, great. So she went with her mom, and they went to see Kate Hudson. She showed me some video. She did a bunch of covers. She did Voices Carry by Till Tuesday, which sounded amazing. She did Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve that was unreal.
I heard her sing on, she did Stern a couple months ago, and I was like, good God. Bad.
She was really good, and look.
I didn't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that.
Exactly, and my wife was showing me video, and I was like, bro, she looks fantastic. I mean, fantastic. So Hannah went to that. I had the boys. We had Little League. It was our last Little League game. The Woodpeckers took on the Tides. Great game. Super fun. Both teams engaged. Rick Sutcliffe, his grandson, was on the other team. And I got to see Sut before the game and chop it up with him. And my guys just played so well, dominated, had so much fun. And then we did the superlatives after. It's always hard to come up. You know, I would say that. This team was actually the easiest that I've ever... It was so easy to be like, you're the speed demon. You're the game changer. You're the platinum glove. You're the silver slugger. Like, it was so easy because they're so good. And it made me really sad at the end because I thought to myself, I'm not going to get to coach all of these kids as a unit anymore. And it made me really sad because I see there's this little core. And I'm like, I love these guys. Like, I would run through a wall for these kids. And I see them getting better every single year. And I'm like, how do I keep them together? Can't do it. Can't do it. I thought about bribes. I'm thinking about bribery at this point. Like, we'll make a donation, but I need to keep my core together. But every kid on that team was so much fun. They all grew so much. So we had our last game. So I did the trophies at the field. And then the whole crew went over to Roundtable Pizza. It's pizza royalty. So Bo's getting dressed. He goes, where are we going to dinner after? Where's the party? I go, it's at Roundtable. He goes, oh, that's where you guys do your thing. And I go, we don't do it there. And he goes, I thought you did it at Roundtable. You always say Roundtable. I go, no, they bring us pizza. He goes, you get to eat pizza while you do it? I go, no, the salespeople get to eat pizza while we do it. We actually just do the Roundtable, but they bring one. There is an empty box in front of us. But no, it's mostly for the salespeople and management and things like that. So we don't actually go to Roundtable. I got to tell you. So we go, the whole team, all the siblings, the whole bit, they're cranking video games. I mean, they're having a blast. And we did have some Roundtable pizza and it was quite good. Quite, quite good. So that was ours. Took them home, you know, got them ready for bed. And, then Hannah came in about an hour later and, showed me a couple videos. And then we hit the sack, man. And I watched, you know, basically, the game restarted when I got home, so I watched as much as I could, knew the score. There's nothing worse than watching a game of which you know the outcome, knowing your offense got shut out and didn't do anything.
It was the best game to miss. You missed nothing. I mean,
nothing. It was such a throwaway game.
Yeah, I mean,
other than Dylan Cease pitching
Cease
pretty well.
Was good. He didn't make any defensive mistakes. Again, two-thirds of the Padres team is just fine. You know, the pitching and the defense remain quite solid.
Yep.
There's no offense.
There's right zero now. Offense. And I don't know.
You do have to score to win.
You know, I mean, maybe you switch up the lineup at this point. What could it hurt? What could it possibly
I think the tough part is usually you switch up the line. Hey, let's get our hotter hitters all together and all batting at the same time. There are no hotter
hitters. There are no hot hitters right now. Nobody's doing anything.
The less slumping Luis Arraez and Fernando Tatis Jr. and then
the majorly
pretty
slumping
much
Manny.
Everybody else in the lineup that is not hitting. And they already have the two guys who are less slumping at 1-2, so I'm not sure what else you can do with the lineup.
You got to break those guys up. That's what you do. You break those guys up. You space it out a little bit more. Spread the hits. I don't know. I just, at this point, like, what's it going to hurt? You can't score less than zero. There's no hurt in giving it a little tinker. You know, getting the screwdriver out, tinkering with it a little bit, Schulte. I don't know, man. It's just a tough watch. It's just so boring right now. So boring. They're just a boring team. They stink. They stink right now. I think they would tell you, we stink.
Manny did say it. He said, we're just not hitting.
Yeah, we're not hitting.
We're just not hitting. Yep. I mean, that really is the only breakdown that you can offer of the game. Manny could host this show. And he could sit here and tell you, just like he said last night, we're just not hitting.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a particular answer that they have as to why they're not hitting. So, you know, I mean, do you try something different or you try to get back to what you were doing? Or I think that's the question. Like, has your philosophy gone awry and you need to change your philosophy? Or did you get away from your philosophy and you need to get back to the philosophy? I'm not sure which one's true, honestly, at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Other, you know, I can't tell you what it's like to be a hitting coach or even a hitter at that level, Ben. And when things aren't going well, you know, I would imagine they're probably gripping the bat a little bit tight. They need to go out and get drunk together in Toronto and have fun. Dude, go cut loose and come to this game today, you know, ready to just have fun and play baseball. They also don't look like they're having one bit of fun, not even a little bit. I mean, everyone has got, like, Jackson Merrill has the teeth clenched. Like, he's yeah, so...
Making outs is not fun.
It's not fun.
You know. You can have fun, even if you're in a slump. If the team's doing well and you can get up in the dugout and you got stuff to cheer for, there was no even, like, rallies or threats. First inning, they had a couple guys on. They had had a rise out on second. That was it. That was the only really chance they had all game. Other than that, it was a couple of singles. Guy on first with two outs. I mean, there's not a lot to cheer about. Why would you ever look like you're having fun? You wouldn't want them. That's the thing.
That's the other thing. You'd be pissed.
You'd be mad. If they look like they were having the time of their lives. Look at. I mean, they may be getting
Everyone's
shut out.
Everyone's a body language
scored,
expert.
Yeah. They are so happy and so into it. You'd be furious.
Yeah.
They'd be absolutely furious. So
I know.
Careful not to get them both ways.
Like, I know.
God, this team looks miserable right now. They need to change it up. Well, if they didn't look miserable, you'd be really furious at them.
It's grindy, man. It's a grindy watch. I'm sure it's a very grindy thing to be a part of right now when it's not clicking. 0 for 24 now with runners in scoring position. If I never hear the number 24 again, it will be too soon. I am tired of Padres setting records with the number 24. Unless it's 24 straight world championships, it's the next time I want to hear. Or you won 24 games in a row, you got to flip the script on 24. But yeah, it's rough, man. And like I said, I knew the score when I was at Roundtable. Saw the last three outs on the TV there. Padres go down, you know, kind of listless against Jeff Hoffman in the ninth. And next thing you know, I go home. The game's restarting. I'm getting the kids ready for bed. And I'm like, all right, I'll watch a little bit. What an excruciating exercise that is. I know you lose 3-0. I know there's nothing to cheer about. And I'm like, all right, I need to watch some of this. And then made it about four innings, and then just watched the recap.
It was a waste of time. You really, if you called, I said, don't bother watching. You're not going to learn anything.
No.
You're not going to get any information. There's not any breakdown of some strategic key play that we need to go over. Like, if they had just done this, there was none of that in the game last night.
Yeah, you didn't miss an opportunity to bunt a guy over, to take an extra bag, anything. It's just a really boring 3-0 loss for the San Diego Padres. And look, man, at this point, you know, you got to figure it out. You have to figure it out. You want to be you want to be in the mix in the West. Some other teams are finding their strides right now. The Dodgers were able to pull one out last night.
They were, but they've got problems.
They got problems. You've got a problem.
Honestly, and I want to go through this, and we can get into it a little bit later.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
Like, what team would you definitively rather be right now than the Padres? Yeah, I know the Padres are scuffling. I mean, you could be the Cardinals. They're red hot right now.
But I still don't believe.
I don't want to be the Cardinals, though. You'd be the Twins. They're red hot.
I don't believe.
The Twins. Dodgers are scuffling just as bad or worse than the Padres lately.
I mean, again, you look at it and the people they got coming back, you're like okay.
I feel like they're going to be okay, but, you know, just to trade, if you just traded with the Dodgers right now, you'd still be in the torture chamber.
Yeah, with a terrible bullpen.
They are in the torture chamber right now. You know, the Mets are in the torture chamber. The Cubs have been in the torture chamber with their bullpen, and these are the best teams in the National League, generally speaking.
Yep.
So the Padres have company right now. They're not the only team that is not living up to what their potential is or what they'd like
Phillies
to be.
Phillies would be pretty fun. They've won five in a row.
They're hot at the moment, yeah. But they had been in the torture chamber for the better part of the first month and a half of the season, trying to get it going. Every team has flaws right now. And what will be determinative of this season is which teams figure out how to get past their flaws.
Well,
right
now
Padres' flaw is offense.
San Diego Padres resting comfortably in third place now. Game and a half back of the Dodgers. Half a game back from the Giants. Yeah, man. It's
Yeah,
that's right.
Situation's not, you know, dire critical.
No.
They haven't buried themselves with a four-game losing streak.
No, they haven't. It's funny, man. I'm looking at the last 10 for all these teams, and Dodgers 4-6. Giants 5-5. Padres being 4-6 in their last 10 doesn't feel. I feel like they haven't won a game in 3 weeks.
This is what I'm saying. It's, I mean, the Padres aren't. They're not on an island. This is what the National League looks like at the moment.
God, man, it's just baseball is such a rough product when the offense is listless. It's such a rough, isn't it? Like when your offense is floundering, and I mean floundering, like. There's games where you can, man, we lost 6-4, but, you know, big three-run shot there by Toddy. You know, like, there's some life, there's some spark. When this team is their offense is floundering, it goes from a really exciting product to just a very bad-looking product.
Which is true of the other 29 games as well.
For
sure.
When they
scuffle offensively, it's always a rough look.
The Dodgers will lose a game 9-7.
Well, that's not scuffling offensively.
You're right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's true. But even though they lose, like, you're still fighting and putting up runs. Right.
It's always the lack of offense.
The lack
that
of
makes
offense.
A team look listless.
Yes.
Or bad defensive
bad
play.
Bad defense makes
which
die.
I will knock on wood. That is not something we have seen from the San Diego Padres.
Yeah.
At
it
least.
Stinks right now, man. They
it
stink.
Does. All right. We'll talk about it coming up. Set the menu for you and get you ready for Ben and Woods. Don't go away. Just quick check of traffic here. More continuing foreplay on Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do want to offer best of luck to the USD Toreros baseball team.
Indeed.
Went and saw Coach Brock Ungerich and the squad yesterday as they got on a bus for Las Vegas where they're competing in the WCC tournament. Really good story. They started 6-24 in non-conference play this season. I mean, that's a good program. To be 6-24 is shockingly bad. And then they came back, went 19-5 in the WCC, and
that's
won
amazing.
The conference.
It's amazing.
They turned it around. A couple of the guys told the story of kind of how they never lost faith in each other, and even when things look their bleakest, baseball is a weird sport.
Yep.
You figure it out, you get it going, and things can still be good. Padres are in by no stretch of the imagination in 6-24 territory,
nope.
but they were on their way up there, and I wanted to wish them the best of luck. Brock said hello to both of you guys.
Love Brock.
Good tier one, Coach Ungerich.
Great dude.
At USD, so that was kind of fun yesterday.
So they got like a 5-hour bus ride.
They did. They were going to pop Ocean's 11 on the screens.
Just watched
their favorite Vegas movies as they took the bus to Vegas yesterday.
I just watched it with Bo. He really enjoyed it as well. Didn't understand it. It's confusing.
Great heist movie.
It's a great heist movie, and it's kind of confusing how they do it. You know, at the end, it took me 3 or 4 watches to really get how they were able to do it, but they did it. Then you realize, oh, the SWAT team is actually carrying the money out.
That's what the air freshener is to indicate. They show you the air freshener earlier in the movie without
a little nugget
showing you where it is, just in hanging from a rearview mirror of a van, but you don't see it's a SWAT van. And then when you see the air freshener later, you realize, oh, that's what they were doing.
Yeah, and the recreation of the vault so that they could film.
Spoiler alert.
The recreation of the vault so that they could patch that in and think that Terry Benedict would be watching that and think it was going on inside his own vault. Brilliant. It's a brilliant
heist. But the logo wasn't on the floor.
The logo wasn't on the floor.
They just installed it.
God, man. So good.
All right, let's get to our Padres crap up. We'll go through last night's game, at least the parts that we can stomach discussing for your San Diego Padres who are slumping. And it is a Big League Wednesday. Today's Big League guest, fun guy, smart guy, Doug Glanville is going to join us.
Doug.
ESPN analyst and always a great guest when he's got a few minutes for us. But that's not until later in the show. So we'll get to our regular features and more. But we'll start with the 3-0 loss to the Toronto Blue Jays coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. First, Woods and I want to tell you about Trust and Will. Early in the morning, I know, probably not the first thing you want to think about on your Wednesday is...
After that game, it's the first thing I want to think
what
about.
What happens when you're gone. But you also don't want to not think about it, put it off so long, and then you just like stress. Like, what does happen if something happens to me? Have you named a guardian for your children?
Correct.
If you've got young children, you don't want the state picking what happens to them. You can do that by going to trustandwill.com, answering some simple questions, takes about 20 minutes, and setting up a real will or trust that can guide your family in the event of your untimely demise.
Yes, Benny. You know, the taking care of your family is something that everybody needs to think about. We think about it, but you actually have to take action. And that's kind of the hard part for some people. They made it so easy for us. Just go to trustandwill.com, use the code FAN when you check out, F-A-N, you're going to get 20% off, and they're going to ship you your estate documents for free. There's our pal Dominic in the chat. Get a trust, folks. Keep your family out of probate court. It's expensive. It's a pain, and it's lengthy.
Also expensive are lawyers. Billable hours.
Yep.
You go in for an office visit for a couple of hours. You can't believe how that racks up. Not at trustandwill.com. Simple fee, one fee, 20% off using the code FAN at checkout. Just get it done this week. Trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Got a shout out to his family coming up a little bit later this morning.
Yeah, big one.
Definitely don't want to miss that, I would think. Someone who's, I'd say, be significant beyond what you would have expected given his career.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, I'd say so.
We'll get to the Padres crap up here in a second. Quick update from Mike Shild on Yu Darvish. It was kind of an odd update yesterday.
They're all odd.
Yu Darvish. He's. We thought he was going to be with the team in Toronto. Wasn't going to start, was going to be there and possibly start in Atlanta. But then he wasn't with them on the trip. And then Mike Shildt said, no, he's doing well, but we're not sure when he's going to pitch again. No, it's fine, but there's no, I mean, he went to his rehab start. They don't have him scheduled for another rehab start, but they also don't have him scheduled for a big league return either. He's still throwing, Mike Shildt said, like, playing catch, whatever, doesn't feel bad, and kind of left it at that. And maybe this is partly just the way they handle Yu Darvish. They're very respectful of you. They let you kind of...
Me?
No, Yu Darvish.
Because I would
dictate,
say I would disagree with that.
They kind of
statement.
Let him plan his own recovery and rehab. And he's just saying, yeah, no, I'm really close. No, okay. I don't need another rehab, but I'm not quite ready to perhaps take the mound yet. I don't know if he's looking for something just to feel like... locked in, like that, you know, the tumbler clicks in the lock, and okay, now I'm ready. I was waiting for something, now I've got the feels back, and I'm ready to go. But at some point, they have to decide either they're going to send him on another rehab assignment, or they're just going to start him and let him go. But neither really was the answer yesterday from Mike Shildt.
Am I a nightmare? Because I keep seeing all these updates of pitchers, and this pitcher, and that pitcher. I'm like, I don't care. Is there a guy that can hit the baseball? Like, oh, Matt Waldron may come back in 2 weeks. Fantastic. And I know enough about baseball to know you can't have too much pitching. I do want to see Yu Darvish back. Is there someone that can hit a ball hard and far? That's the thing that's bugging me right now. Like, I'm talking to some pretty respectful Dodger fans that I like right now on Twitter. And they're like, hey, listen, our bullpen sucks, but we've got reinforcements coming. We're not too worried. And I go, you're right. Our hitting sucks. We have there's nothing on the horizon. There's not, oh, don't worry, our big slugger just, just got off the, the oblique.
It's tough, though. I mean, Jason Hayward, I mean, he had a hit yesterday.
He did.
But, the catching position, yes, those remain areas where offensively they're going to struggle. I don't know that any other of the seven guys in the lineup, though, that I would change. I just feel
What I'm saying is, like, I understand, like, we need the pitching, and great. Look forward to seeing those guys. I really like Matt Waldron. I really like Yu Darvish. What I'm wishing is we had updates on our big slugger that was coming back to hit a ball out
which
of the
doesn't
ballpark.
Exist,
doesn't
obviously.
Exist. That's kind of my point.
I just don't know. There's not a lot of guys you can replace in the Padres.
No,
now.
There's not.
Tatis, Arise, Machado, Merrill, Bogarts, Sheets, and Cronenworth, I think, are pretty solidly your seven now for the rest of the year. And you may tinker on the edges there with your left fielder. Don't know if you're going to be able to change much on your catcher. Even if they had someone coming up, I mean, yeah, they'd find a spot for him right now if they were struggling. But it's not like you're going to make a giant trade and replace Merrill or replace Machado because they're struggling. You just have to ride it out until
they're
100%. Not struggling again.
Yeah, you have to trust their track records of success and hitting and know that they'll hit. I have seen it more this morning in the chat. Fire Victor Rodriguez. Victor Rodriguez has got to go. So Victor Rodriguez last year turned this offense. I mean, we said it. Like, we finally have a hitting coach that seemingly has the guys buying in. seen a lot of flashes of it this year. No question. I think this is a down spot for them. It's just a down spell. I trust their track records. And I don't think you can slam the e-brake on and go out and hire, you know, the Brett Boone of the Padres, you know, and say, oh, you got to come in and change it all. It's pretty bad. I mean, the offense is pretty bad right now. It's pretty listless. But when you have Luis Arraez, who refuses to take a walk ever. I mean, they showed an AB of his last night.
He fought to not take the walk.
He fought hard to not take the walk.
He fouled off a lot of walk pitches to get that opportunity to fly out at the end of the at-bat or ground out.
You've got Tatis maybe chasing a little bit more than he has. You got Manny chasing a lot more than he has and not getting solid contact.
Except when Tatis is just watching three strikes.
Right.
So he's not chasing at all on that at-bat. I mean, he's just... Yeah, not quite in his right spot.
In his right spot, you've got Jackson Merrill. Again, one of those guys. He's just in swing mode right now. He's just going to swing, trying to swing his way out of it. Which I think, you know, good hitters do. It's hard to be patient when you're not hitting. It's really hard. You want to do something.
Yeah, the Padres are in that weird spot where they need to be more aggressive because they're not slugging enough. So you need to get more aggressive at the plate, but also be more patient at the same time, because you're not walking enough.
Right.
Now, honestly, that's the dilemma. That's the double-edged sword here for the Padres. They're not aggressive enough, and they're not patient enough at the same time. So what do you focus on when you go up there? This at-bat, I'm going to be more patient. This at-bat, I'm going to be more aggressive. They're guessing right now at what they should do, because nothing is working at the moment, collectively.
Yeah, they stink right now.
All right. This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Eliminite Termite, the orange oil experts. Have termites? Eliminite Termite inspects, treats, and repairs termite damage, all with a full structural warranty. Their orange oil treatment is safe for people, pets, and the planet. No tent, no move out. Protect your homes naturally. Schedule a free inspection at Eliminite Termite.
Nailed it.
It's going well until the end there. That's fine. Let's get to our crap up. After
oh, yeah.
A check of foggy traffic with Kelly here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
crap up,
presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, with gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
0-1, swung on, driven to left field and deep. Going back for it is Hayward. He's at the wall. He looks up. It's gone. Into the Blue Jays bullpen, 1-0 Jays. First pitch swinging, fly ball to Fernando. He looks up, this one is gone. Line drive shot by Santander. And all of a sudden the Jays have a 3-0 lead. Hot shot, one hopper, but third baseman Gardner's got it. Over to first base in time, and that will do it. Hoffman locks down his 10th save of the season. Blue Jays taking one of his three games set over the Padres by a score of 3-0.
Seven really quality innings, in control effectively the whole night. You know, throwing where we wanted to, a lot of lies, slider really good. Guerrero actually got a pitch that was pretty good, heater up, put a swing on it. You know, the slider, Santander, you know, he was able to get some barrel on it, obviously, but Dylan was fantastic and gave us seven quality innings. It's always nice to get seven innings out of your starter, especially when you start a stretch of games, you know, at the beginning of a stretch of games. So he was really good.
I'm getting really tired of tipping my hat to the opposing pitcher that holds us to one run.
Well, that was Dylan Cease. He actually tipped his cap to...
Oh, I thought it was the other guy.
No, that was Dylan Cease, who he said was really good.
He was.
In that quote. He was. I mean,
Hey, man, seven innings, three runs. Our starting pitchers deserve better right now.
They do.
They really, really do. It's got to be a lot on them.
One bad pitch. Santander got a hanger, and it came after a walk. So that was two runs. Vlad, as Schilt said, put a good swing on that second at-bat of the game. You know, high fastball.
Smoked it.
He's a good player.
Yep.
That's going to happen. And
you know, take a solo shot
immediately
all day.
Says, you know, solo shots are not going to kill you. But they did. The game was over at that point because you aren't going to score. Right now, Padres starting pitchers need to find a way. As Mike Schilt says, winners find solutions. All right, find a way to hold the other team to -1 right now.
That's
the only way you're winning with the way the offense is performing. So I'm not going to drag Dylan Cease. Retired 11 in a row between Vlad Jr. and the walk and home run.
He's been great. He's really come on. He looks like he's in command of his stuff.
I mean, if I'm a Blue Jays Toronto radio host this morning, I'm really kind of talking about our offense doesn't look good either. We got 3 hits the entire game. What, 4 base runners or 5 base runners? The entire game. They did nothing offensively against the Padres other than put 2 good swings on a ball that happened to leave the yard.
And we're getting beat with power, which is one thing we can't answer with. That's the thing is like our counterpunch is maybe we'll hit 4 singles to get 2 runs. Like, we cannot counter with power.
And the box scores indicated the games against Seattle and last night's game, very similar. Padres actually have out-hit the Mariners and Blue Jays over the last 4 games. It sounds stunning. As bad as the Padres' offense is, they have more hits than the other team, which is usually a good thing. But when none of them are for home runs and they're not driving in runs because they're 0-24 with runners in scoring position, doesn't matter how many hits you get.
Yeah.
You get 15 hits. If you're not scoring runs, the point of the game is to get guys across home plate. So, yeah, the pitching is doing its job. You know, you can't really necessarily control if you give up hard contact. And the Padres had hard contact, too. They hit some scorchers. They were on the ground. They were line drives. They were a deep fly ball that was caught at the wall. Yeah, the Blue Jays hit 2 scorchers. They went over the wall, and that was why they won the game.
Steve is in the chat saying, you know, Victor's got to go. This is a whole team approach and everyone's slumping. You got to blame the coaches. I'm going to credit the players when it's good, and I'm going to rip the players when it's bad. This is not Victor Rodriguez's fault. It's Fernando Tatis Jr., Luis Arraez, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, Jackson Merrill, Gavin Sheets. It's their fault. They're the ones hitting. Victor Rodriguez can give them suggestions. He can give them tendencies of Chris Bassett and Kevin Gausman. That's really all he can do is, hey, man, put a good swing on it, barrel it. I don't think for a second that he said, hey, don't hit home runs. Don't. But one thing I don't want to do, Ben, is I don't want to yank the e-brake, you know, 50 games in or whatever and say, guys, let's just get up there and hack and let's get up there and try to hit the ball out of the ballpark.
What's really wrong here is launch angle. And that's a tough thing to fix if you're a hitter. I mean, here's another surprising stat. There were 13 balls last night that had exit velocities over 100 miles an hour. Padres had 9 of them. They're hitting the ball hard. It's not resulting in anything good. It's not resulting in home runs or extra base hits. Occasionally it results in a single, and they're not coming through in the clutch. Mm. If you're a hitting coach, what's your job? I want my guys to go up there and hit the ball hard.
Barrel it.
All right, they did. They hit the ball hard.
I think our barrel rate is really low.
Well, because barrel rate includes launch angle.
Launch angle.
In which they're hitting the ball hard. It's just going low.
Eric Hosmer.
And that is the main issue right now. Now
114 114 mile an hour worm burner to second base.
Yeah, that's right now. That is the biggest. That's why their barrel rate is so low. Second lowest in all of baseball. It's not because they don't hit the ball hard. I think people think, oh, they're a bunch of punch and Judy hitters. They're not. Their exit velocities are quite good.
I wonder where they rank
in
EV.
I'm not sure if they have stat on that somewhere. They probably do. I think they'd probably be just fine.
They have stats on farts per game.
They're hitting
velocity.
The ball hard. It is not going in the air. And that is the main issue right now, I think, for the Padres' offense.
Michael asks in the chat why they're not running. We asked Jesse Agler this yesterday, and it's a good point that he makes. It's really fun and great at the beginning of the year to be you're fresh. You just came out of spring training. You're fired up. At this point in the season already, man, you're a little bit banged up. You've already lost some guys to injuries. I don't know that Schilt is necessarily putting the red light on anybody, but I can also see why you wouldn't want to run yourself out of innings right now with the offense scuffling. I mean, how mad would you be You know, how mad would you be?
Kirk is a really good catcher. Throws out a ton of runners. I think he's thrown out 9 runners in 21, I think they said, tries. I mean, it's an incredible rate. The last thing you want to do when you're struggling is to run yourself out of the few chances that you are getting.
Oh,
so,
it's so frustrating.
Yeah, I wasn't like, go, go, go. I mean, they did. I think they stole a base.
Did they get it back?
Jason Hayward got one, didn't he? Yeah. So they did steal a base. I mean, so they are, you know, of the 5 runners that got on, one of them stole second. That's pretty good percentage, actually, in baseball.
You got to drive them in.
Yeah, I don't think it's the offense. I don't think it's the running game. It's the hitting. It's the hitting with runners in scoring position. It's the not launching the ball into the air, unfortunately, right now for the Padres. And again, I don't know what the solution is. You can retool your swing.
Oh, I know. Do better.
Well, yeah. I mean,
play better.
You can retool your swing to try to add launch.
It's always fun in the middle of a season.
But it's not something you generally want to do in the middle of the season. That's something you work on in the offseason in the cages. The Padres' philosophy is let's hit the ball hard and take our chances. And they're doing that. And their chances right now are just coming up for nothing. Just nothing at all the last few days. Will it turn around? Probably. Probably will. I mean, we saw this exact same offense work for, you know, a month at the start of the season. And there's no reason to think it can't work again, but at the moment, it's not. And I think my main concern is that they're going to lose confidence, you know, start, you know, being tentative of what we're supposed to even be doing when you get up there. Failure has a way of doing that in baseball.
I mean, you just got to, you know, again, so what is such a good line? You know, again, when you lose 4 in a row, and really, you're struggling offensively. It's hard to say, so what? You know, we'll get them tomorrow. But that's what you have to do. And that's what I hope that these guys are able to do at some point. And yeah, man, I said yesterday, you got to rip that Band-Aid off. You got to get that. Somebody hits a double and you single them in. You got to get that first knock and like, all right, we can breathe again. Like,
I'd rather have that than a home run.
100%. Me too, Paul.
Get that monkey off the back.
Get a guy to second.
Get some confidence.
And Gavin Sheets hits one to the gap and you score 1-0. Like, oh my God, we did it. And
it's like when you say hitting's contagious.
It is.
Like, it doesn't mean, oh, so-and-so got a hit with runners in scoring position. The next guy's obviously going to do it on the first opportunity. It just means guys that could be like 6 hitters away in the lineup, they go, finally, there we go, guys, let's go.
We can breathe
and then
a
they start
bit.
Feeling better. The whole lineup starts feeling better.
It's the same thing when you're pitching, you know, and you can't find the zone, and then you finally like, all right, and you lock one in and shoot down the middle. It's this collective sigh of relief, you know, that okay, I still have this ability. We still know how to do this, and you know, that's what I'm hoping for today against Kevin Gausman. I mean, again, he's gonna be twirling and carving, and he's not a comfortable guy to get right against. But then again, who's a comfortable guy to get right against right now for the San Diego Padres? Rich Hill? I have no idea. I feel like Ben could get some outs tonight.
To me, the main issue is you had two guys in Manny Machado and Jackson Merrill who were on a clip where they were both hitting like over 400 for a stretch.
And
now
they're
on a clip where they're essentially hitting 0.
Yeah.
I know Jackson had a single yesterday, but Manny's 0 for the losing streak. I think Jackson has 2 ground ball singles in the losing streak. You just took 2 giant contributors in your offense, and they went from 100 miles an hour to dead standstill.
Yep.
I mean, that's going to basically take a wrecking ball to any offense. You take your 2 hottest hitters and turn them into your 2 coldest hitters. There's not an offense in baseball that really totally survives that kind of swing. So until Manny and Jackson start even, you know, getting back, they don't have to go back to hitting 480 all the time, but until they start contributing with some more offense, it's not going to change a ton, you know, right away. They need those guys to contribute.
And, you know, there's like, hey, don't panic. I'm not panicked at all. It's just a boring watch. I mean, it's just not good baseball. You know, again, I trust the track records of the 4 of the big 5.
When you say it's not good baseball, I don't think you mean that this team doesn't know what it's doing baseball. It's not good baseball to watch.
No, not even a little.
It's not because they're sloppy. They're not mentally out of it.
No.
It's not aesthetically pleasing.
It's just not aesthetically pleasing.
Well, yeah,
it's not
anytime you score one run, 0 runs, you score 3 runs in 4 games, you're not going to win a lot of baseball.
I do think like there are teams that play bad baseball. Like the Angels, we watch. They play bad baseball. The Padres aren't playing bad baseball. They're playing aesthetically unenjoyable baseball because they're not hitting,
Darren
which
says
is
we
a totally different thing.
Darren says we can't dump games and just say, oh, it's no big deal, it's early. You really don't have a choice. I mean, that's kind of like you've dumped these games already. It sucks. You didn't take advantage of some scuffling teams in your division. But you've got 100-plus games to go to figure it out. And, you know, if you ask me today, do I think they'll figure it out? My answer is yes. I do think that Manny Machado, Jackson Merrill, Luis Arraez, Fernando Tatis Jr. will hit. That's something I do feel pretty confident in. If they don't, I'm happy to wear the
then
egg on my
really
face.
There's really nothing to do other than wait.
That's it.
Until they start.
And it's the worst. Waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah.
You know?
And they, you know, as we said yesterday, they're all going to go through slumps over the course of the season.
Sucks when they slump at the same time.
Yeah, it's hard when it happens to coincide with each other's slumps.
But,
it looks like this.
Look, somebody's got to step up, you know. Manny Machado needs to step up. He's got it. You can't fall off a cliff. You just can't have that 6, 7, 8 games where you fall off a cliff.
He and Jackson both look like they're pressing a little bit.
Oh,
like
both of them are like, they have that
squeezing
look.
Squeezing it real tight. Like they want to get up there and do something big damage every single time.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more, Darren. Flip this. Do something. Switch it up just a little bit tonight. You're giving us grilled cheese sandwiches for 6 nights in a row, and you know they're making us sick every night. Switch it up a little bit. You know, throw a little ham on there. What's that called? The croque monsieur? Make me a croque monsieur instead.
I guess for me,
croque monsieur.
The light
monsieur.
Croque madame and a croque monsieur.
And I want to move to France with French like that. Give me a croque monsieur, please.
The light at the end of the tunnel for me is that May is almost over. And I don't have the numbers on hand right now, but I know Manny Machado mashes in June.
Yeah,
that's mashes in June.
Shout out to his family, to Nam Peterson, coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.